Certainly counting continuing in the US midterm elections, the result looking to be a lot tighter than the polls initially predicted. The Republicans have made some strong moves, with US President Joe Biden at risk of losing control of Congress. And at this stage, it's looking like the Democrats will win the Senate, with the Republicans to take charge of the House. But with more on that, joining me now, he's actually back in Australia for a while, and that is Australia's ambassador to the United States. He's actually an Overcastrian too, and still has family here in Newcastle, and that's Arthur Synodinos, who's on the line. Good morning, Arthur.
Hey, Richard, how are you?
Good, good, very well. And how are you, by the way? You all good too?
Yeah, and it's been great to be back in Australia. It's my first time in nearly 3 years.
So is this R&R? Are you working? Are you taking
I've been here for nearly 3 weeks, gone around each of the mainland capitals.
Yes. Yeah.
Was in Sydney on the weekend and down here for 2 or 3 days to do a bit of consulting. I've seen the PM, ministers, departments, get my instructions before I go back to DC.
Okay. When you say you get instructions, what sort of instructions do you get?
Well, I talk about what we're doing over there, and people here give me a feel about how policy is going, some of the priorities they've got. So, for example, critical minerals become a big issue in the US for electric vehicles, batteries and magnets. So been talking to people here about how does Australia play in those supply chains, and then I take those priorities back to the US.
Right. And obviously, a lot of talk in the lead-up to the midterm elections, and we're still waiting, obviously, for final results. That might be some time, as in days, maybe a little bit longer. There were predictions this would be a Republican landslide. It doesn't look as if it's going to work out that way, Arthur.
No, it looks like the Republicans may still take the House, but not by much. And in the Senate, it could come down to a runoff election in Georgia if neither of the candidates gets 50%. So we'll know in the next few days on that. It does blunt the predictions of what was called a red wave, which is red being the colour of the Republicans in the US. And so that's raised questions in people's minds about what were the priority issues. While the economy was very strong, clearly abortion, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, seems to have been pretty close as an issue, and that's reflected in referenda in some of the states that have been occurring. There have been issues about the quality of some candidates. What's been interesting is, and this is, I think, important for Australia, a very diverse set of candidates have been elected this time around, including the first Gen Z candidate. He's a 25-year-old. States who have got their first female governor. One state will have their first African-American governor. All sorts of people getting elected across the country. It actually shows the robustness of the US election process. It's gone relatively smoothly. There'll be some challenges in some seats, but the overall message is that there hasn't been the big swing against the Biden administration. You normally get at midterms. There'll be issues within the Republican Party about to what extent the former president, President Trump, helped or hindered them through his support of particular candidates. Ron DeSantis, the Republican governor in Florida, won in a landslide. This sets up him for a potential national run in 2024. So, Richard, as usual, American politics has managed to confound all of it.
And are you expecting Donald Trump? I think he said next Tuesday he sort of announced about an announcement next Tuesday. Is the expectation that he will announce he will contest the 2024 presidential election?
Look, that's still the expectation, but I have to say the mood probably in the Republican Party now will be a bit like, in a sense, maybe it's time to move on. And so while he still commands, or he did command, 35% of the Republican base in terms of those who vote in primaries, I think the contest now is a lot muddier and more opaque than it might have been a few days ago.
The expectation is that the Republicans will win the House but not the Senate. Will that make any difference to US and Australia relationships, Arthur?
Well, look, the reality is the relationship between the two countries very strong. Republicans in senior positions, say on the Foreign Affairs Committees, very supportive of doing more with Australia. They admire the way we've stood up to trade and economic coercion. They admire the fact that we're doing more in our own defence. They think we're a country which, you know, frankly, means what it says what it means. We put our money where our mouth is, and we stand up for values and interests which are important to what we call the global rules-based order, which I know is a mouthful, but what it basically means is a set of rules by which all countries, large and small, can work together, live together. Those rules that Vladimir Putin is trying to overturn in Ukraine.
All right. Look, a lot of people have commented that perhaps if the Republicans won control of both the Senate and the House, that perhaps the attitude to all the money being spent on Ukraine might change. Do you hold that opinion as well?
I think my view is the senior Republican leadership will be very much still supportive of helping Ukraine. There were some comments about there's no blank checks, but that was more about, you know, how you maybe offset some of the spending. But people like Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, he's actually urged the Biden administration to spend more on Ukraine. I think it's important that you know, we continue to support the Ukraine. Australia is now the largest non-NATO supplier of lethal and non-lethal aid to Ukraine, because we see what the stakes are in that conflict.
Right. And look, as I understand it too, the attitude towards China is pretty much on the same page as far as Republicans and Democrats go?
Yeah, I think they both accept that geostrategic circumstances in the Indo-Pacific have changed. There is the rise of China that needs to be accommodated. This is not about keeping China down as some permanent number two. It's about a strong and prosperous China that takes its place in the global rules-based order but abides by the same rules as everybody else.
You're quoted, I read the other day, the AUKUS thing went down a treat in the Congress. The enthusiasm we found for AUKUS was just incredible. What do you mean by the enthusiasm we found for AUKUS was just incredible?
Well, I think people saw it as Australia really standing up and wanting to do our part in the Indo-Pacific, and by pushing to have nuclear-powered submarines, we can do more, be more effective in the region. And again, it's an example of us showing our allies and partners we're prepared to do our bit. A few months ago, Condi Rice was asked, who is America's best ally? She said, it's Australia. They said, why? Because she said, when there's an issue, their attitude is, I've got this. We've got this. We roll up the shirt sleeves and we get on with it, mate.
My guest, Arthur Synodinos, Australia's ambassador to the United States, is back in Australia for a bit, getting briefings from the new government. Look, there have been reports coming out of America, some media outlets suggesting that the Democrats don't want Joe Biden to run for president again in 2024. Have you been hearing those rumours as well?
Oh, look, in politics, in the media, there'll always be rumours. You never know whether it's something genuine or whether someone just plants these things. I think the reality is, after the results this weekend, when normally the incumbent administration gets a shellacking at the midterms, have those predictions have been defied. That's actually made his position stronger in a way, I suspect.
And look, I've got to say too, and I'm not trying to be flippant here, I do like the beard look, Arthur. I think that, how long have you had the beard?
Well, look, as you know, I was sick a few years ago, and I grew the beard then. And I've kept it since because, frankly, I'm a lazy bugger and I don't like to shave every day. And actually, I found that the beard, people like the beard. So I said, stuff this, I'll keep the beard and they can like me some more.
And look, being hailing from Newcastle, and our football team, and I'm talking about rugby league here, the Newcastle Knights, you could be a spotter, maybe spot a couple of those gridiron players you might suggest sending back over here to Newcastle to bolster the ranks of the Knights, Arthur?
No, indeed, but I've got to say, I still very much remain a rugby league supporter because gridiron is all very good, but I love the pace of the rugby league game.
Good on you. All right. And when are you heading back to the United States, Arthur?
On the weekend, mate.
All right. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
So, Richard, Yes. Let's do a broadcast from Washington sometime. Let's get you to Washington.
Oh, I think that's a terrific idea. All right, I'll back you 100% on that one. Thank you muchly for your time. Enjoy the rest of your time back here, Arthur.
Thanks, mate. You too.
Arthur Bye. Synodinos, the Australian ambassador to the United States.